Okay. I guess we have to talk about it. It's unavoidable completely. Everyone's been kind of going after Portland right now. And I don't know, maybe you've seen it in the news. Did you see it on YouTube? Did you see it on YouTube? Yeah, you did? Okay. Well, if you watched it on the news or on YouTube or seeing it all over the internet, there has been several things going on with the Antifa movement so far. But we're only going to cover a couple of them today so far. And I want to address a couple things, that came up from the Washington Times. And then we'll see a couple things from Timber Unity that happened here locally in Salem regarding HB 2020. So all that stuff to come up here very, very quickly in this hour-long program that we have. So many things to talk about in a very short amount of time, and I hope to get to all of it. If I don't, forgive me, but I'm working on it here. So far, so good. So anyway, back to We the People. So glad you're here, my friend. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. If you've been following any of this on social media, please give a shout out. We the People here on Facebook, and then of course more about it online as well on KSLM.news, 104.3.fm on the website. But here's sort of the gist, if you will, of what's going on. Let's start with HB 2020 first. Let's just start there. Is that okay? So the Oregon Republican Party has put this out recently. Now, the governor's compromise or else, end quote, strategy doesn't really sound like she truly intends to listen and consider the people who will be hurt and find common ground to protect the jobs and industries threatened by the now dead, thank God, the now dead House Bill 2020. How this all came to be was HB 2020, the cap and trade bill, was a massive tax on carbon emissions and on petroleum and different things like that. And over the week last week in protest, there were hundreds of truckers without their tractors behind them. They're just the tractors only, not the loads behind them. And they, in protest, were like, hey, we're going to drive our tractors all the way up. And it stopped traffic for miles. Let me tell you, miles. And we live here pretty close to town, and it's just miles. Couldn't get in. It was crazy wild. And it just goes to show you how much ignorance there is right now in the governor's office, thanks to Kate Brown. Unbelievable. I can't even stand to look at her sometimes right now. Nobody's best interest in mind. She's got nobody's best interest in mind. Now, the governor also seems to be saying that with supermajority control of both houses of the legislature, which she has, that she is such a poor leader that she still can't bring people together and get things done. Super disappointing. They couldn't even come together and form what they call a quorum. And I'm sure you know what that is. A quorum is when there's enough of both parties there to have a vote. What the Republicans did, what our Republican representatives did smartly, very, very smartly, was they didn't hide from a cowardice standpoint. They ducked out and they scattered to the wind for a little bit so that they, quote, couldn't be found to reach a quorum because there's a supermajority, because Kate Brown knows there's a supermajority and can get some of this stuff passed. Now, having said that, it would have been absolutely horrible if this thing passed. It would have put all of these truckers out of work pretty much right away, which is super duper sad. It would have put them right out of work. It would have been terrible. Too much money going out, not enough coming back in, too much taxes for the middlemen, for the middle class, and it is absolutely not fair. And why Oregon has to be the one to stand on this stuff? Why Oregon has to be the one to take a stand and try to, quote, fix something that's wrong? It's a screen tactic. It's a smoke and switch, bait and switch tactic, if you will, that basically allows the general fund to swell. Why? Why does she want the general fund to swell? This is a total smoke screen, pull the wool over your eyes battle right now, where she's saying, no, we just want to tax this right now because we need more money in the general fund. That's baloney. Oregon's doing great. Our general fund is doing fantastic, by the way. It's the Democrats that want more money and think that we need to bolster it. Now, did we vote in favor of another $1.2 million for schools? Absolutely. Why? Because we need it. I believe in paying the teachers what they're worth. Absolutely. I believe in the programs for the kids. You betcha. There needs to be that. There needs to be that. So yeah, we voted that in, but it came out of the general fund, which is totally, totally fine. Now, having said that, what she's done, Kate Brown has very, very successfully now done a smoke screen, if you will. What do I mean by that? I mean a smoke screen where she's saying, look at this shiny thing over here. Look at this shiny thing over here. I'm gonna look at this thing, horrible thing I'm doing over here to swell the general fund so that she can execute her plan, which is for what? For global what's the term for global climate issues. She's freaking out over climate issues and getting all the Democrats worked up over climate issues when Oregon doesn't need to take a stand on that. Because why? Because why? Because climate isn't, it's not an issue. Climate shifts happen. Climate change happens. It's not a thing. Remember back when El Nino was still roaming the planet? Yeah, we thought the world was coming to an end, didn't we? It's not. It's not. It's fine. There's more ice that's being formed on the other side of the polar ice caps than is melting off. Go look it up. It's a thing. It's a total scam. Now, whether Kate Brown is educated enough to know that or not, at this point, I don't know. But I will tell you this, that she is blindly walking into a battle that she's not going to win, but she's going to drain our money to do it. And this is one of the things that was leading up to that. Okay, House Bill 2020, which is dead because of our amazing Republican senators who chose not to show up to vote. It's that simple. They chose not to show up so that they didn't have to cast their vote, which they would have voted no anyway because they're Republican. They're wonderful, wonderful people. Bill Post, Mike Nierman, and all those guys would have voted no anyway. But that doesn't matter in a supermajority. In a supermajority, it does not matter. Whoever has a supermajority is going to win hands down. We do not have a supermajority. The Democratic Party has a supermajority in the House right now. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Nothing. So, having said that, that's what's going on with the governor. Very disappointed in her right now. And here's what the lady did. I don't know what her deal is or what she thinks that she's going to accomplish by doing this, but she even sent out the police with our tax dollars. She sent out the Salem PD to go track down the members of the Republican Party to get them to come back to the House, to force them to come back to the House to reach a quorum. I mean, what a bonehead move. It's a jerk move, actually, in my opinion, it's a jerk move. And it's actually, in my opinion, a very, very smart move on the Republican Party to kind of scatter a little bit, because a vote in favor of House Bill 2020 is a vote in favor of loss of jobs. Okay? Massive loss of income. And you're talking about jeopardizing hundreds and thousands of jobs all over Oregon. You know, and I don't know if she knows this. I'm sure you know this, but I don't know if she knows this or not, but truckers and people like that commute like that for work, they're the lifeblood of this country. They're the lifeblood with timber and with goods and with all kinds of stuff and transport like that. It's a big deal. And to strip them of more money, it's just going to make it harder for them to do business, and they're not going to be able to do business for much longer if that thing had a past. And the whole reason behind the whole thing, in my opinion, and in many others' opinions, but this is an opinion that I formulated myself, having done the research, that it is a smokescreen for Kate Brown wanting to take the lead in this country on climate control. And I mean to tell you, man, I can't think of a worse person to handle that than Kate Brown. First of all, if it is in fact a global problem, which it's not, if it's a global problem, why is Oregon the only one in that ring trying to fight for that? Why should we have to dump billions of dollars into that? Did you know that last year she took her entire administrative staff to Germany for a summit on this stuff because it concerned Oregon, she said? It does not concern Oregon. She's outside of her mind. She's got to get some priorities straight. And you know what? I can't wait for the election to get here. And like a few good friends say, elections have consequences, and she's one of them. She's one of them. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not going to pull any punches. She's not. The whole idea here behind the cap and trade bill was to bolster the general fund, which didn't need to happen in the first place. Oregon is amazing. Oregon is great economically, agriculturally. We're fantastic. It's amazing what this state does on an annual basis. Okay. But to bolster the general fund in order to fuel your own goal, Kate Brown, in being the forerunner leader of global climate change is ridiculous. It's unfounded, it's ridiculous, and frankly, irresponsible, frankly, if you want the God's honest truth on it. Because there are bigger fish to fry right now. The homeless crisis, first of all, that's an issue right now. I don't know what a crisis is except for that crowd. We need to help them some way in form. Okay? We have a housing crisis, the rental hike, that's a huge crisis. We have people that are going homeless because they can't afford the $400 jump in rent. I myself was a victim of that a couple years ago. That's crazy. The Third Bridge, there's a crisis for you. I mean, we can name off a cattle cave of other issues that are way more important. School districts. I mean, man, I could go on and on. We're going to come back and cover the rest of this here in just a minute. And we're also going to talk more about Trump, and we're going to talk about the historic step over into North Korea. We're going to talk about Antifa here in just a little bit when we return with more of We the People right here on 104.3 FM KSLM. Stick around. Back to We the People now. Wanted to finish covering this here real quick. I'm going to have Timber Unity on the show next week. And Timber Unity, if you don't know who they are yet, Timber Unity is a group on Facebook. I would encourage you to go check them out after you check out We the People on Facebook, obviously. But check them out because they have several big things going on with them. I'm not going to give it away just as of yet. But this is the organization that formed after the protest that I was just talking about in the last segment. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about HB 2020 that was killed and how it got killed and why Kate Brown was trying to get this thing done. And truly, truly, I believe that it is a smokescreen for something else that she's got cooking, which is her claim to the global climate control. She's trying to take the lead boat on that. Which I think is massively inappropriate. And how she's trying to do that is by bolstering the general fund. She's trying to make more of a name for herself, which what she's doing is she's doing more harm than good by doing that. So Timber Unity came to being because of this whole protest from the truckers that came down and that literally parked their rigs in front of the Capitol, and there were hundreds of them, and in protest of this cap and trade, which have literally would literally put them out of business, and that's no exaggeration. The amount of tax and the amount of gas that would be charged by 20, I believe it's 2021, would go up to $22 a gallon. If my math is correct, which I'm pretty sure it is there. Yep, 22. Okay, 22 and a half. Yep. Producer's saying 22 and a half. That's a big deal. And I don't know if you remember or not, but here years ago, we had that big scare overseas and gasoline went skyrocketing up to $5. I think it was like $4.50, $5. We're not far off there now. I mean, it's coming back down. Thank goodness it's down now in the couple dollar range. But still, if gas prices were to go up like that for these guys, they'd be out of business. There's no way. There's no way. So, frankly, it put me out of business too. You know, I don't know anybody that can afford $22 a gallon for gas. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Man, I don't even know. But so that's where we landed with that. Timber Unity is going to be on the show here next week, and I'm super excited about it. They have a very unique perspective on this. And some of the stories that you'll hear from a couple of these folks is so down-to-earth practical. What do I mean by that? I mean simply this. Down-to-earth practical in that every single decision that these guys and gals make directly affects the food on their table. And it's really interesting when Kate Brown sits there in her office and comes up with all these crazy ideas and these bills. It's like, I don't know if you're actually thinking clearly, Kate, because what you have here is you have a local economy that is bolstered by business, by agriculture, a couple different things. Obviously, we're all working together to make the money happen, and it's amazing. It's amazing until you start doing this. Baloney. So here it is, guys. Here's my bill. I'm going to do a cap and trade bill, and I'm going to tax it. And you know what? The tax is going to be just enough to help us out with the general fund some more in the years to come. And gas prices are going to go. Like, she doesn't think long term. She doesn't think long term. And I'm sure she can afford $22 a gallon in gas. That's not a big deal for her because she's making seven figures. I mean, fine, great, whatever. But it doesn't work for the middle class, and most 90% of everybody else that's living and working here doesn't work. That's going to put them out of business. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is my point is this, simply, they don't have the resources to keep going, and their businesses will literally fail. They will starve. They won't be able to eat and feed themselves. They'll have to look for other work. And then the lifeblood of this state will die. That's just the long and the short of it. There's no way around it. So scary version. Scary version is this thing would have passed, and HB 2020 would have passed, and now all of a sudden, fast forward a year later, our gas prices are skyrocketing, and another half a year later, gas prices are in the $20 a gallon range, and we're freaking out because we can't afford to get to work. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, sorry, Kate Brown, you know, whatever. It's tragic. It's tragic. And so much pressure has been put on the Republican Party to get to quorum to be able to vote this thing in. And they did the right, courageous, bold thing by not showing up. And I am thankful because they have the best interests of Oregonians at heart. They really do. God forbid this new minimum wage thing is gonna shank us. It's going to be terrible. Minimum wage just went up this month. And what people don't understand about that simple truth is if I'm paying my employees more an hour, I have to charge more for my goods and services to cover that because I can't absorb that cost. I'm going to pass that cost along to you, my people. I mean, that's how it works, right? Okay, I own a restaurant, let's say. It's a pizza parlor, okay? I charge $10 per pizza. Well, great. I have five employees, let's say, and I'm paying each of them minimum wage. Well, now minimum wage has gone up. Well, margins, as you know, in the restaurant industry are razor thin sometimes. And so, well, I've got to charge now $15 for my pizza when for years I've only been able to charge. I've been charging 10. How many people, first of all, am I going to lose business with? They're not going to come back to me for $15 pizzas when I've been charging 10, but I still have to pay my people their current wage, minimum wage, which means I got to charge more for my pizza. It's just a downhill slope and not something really that honestly it's worth getting into because it's just so dumb. Minimum wage is a minimum wage because it's a minimum wage. That's the whole point. You work for what you get. You're not given anything. It's not anything on a silver platter. You get what you get when you start out and you work your way up to more money. That's the idea. That's the goal. That's the American dream. Thank you very much. We're going to come back and talk more about this in Kate Brown's baloney here in a little bit. And then we're going to get on to some other things with Antifa when we return with more We the People right here on 104.3 FM KSLM. Be sure to check us out there on Facebook. Like us, share us. We the People all over Facebook. KSLM Radio on Facebook there as well. Awesome, awesome stuff on the regular. Can't wait to share more with you about it. Don't go away. Antifa and the beatings in Portland. We return. Don't go away. Okay, back with more We the People here. I'm super excited to get going on this next segment here. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to try to go as fast as I can, but giving you the most accurate information possible. You've been hearing it in the news all week long. Senator Ted Cruz, the Texas Republican, called Sunday for a federal investigation and charges against Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler after an attack on a conservative journalist by Antifa activists during one of the city's frequent protests. Protests happen in Portland all the time. If you've never been to Portland, I would suggest you go and get a sense for how weird it is. First of all, it's hilarious, but lots of other things go on there too, especially politically. So one of the riots, one of the protests here turned into quite the riot. Mr. Ted Cruz himself tweeted to federal law enforcement, investigate and bring legal action against a mayor who has, for political reasons, ordered his police officers to let citizens be attacked by domestic terrorists. And you know what? It really is ridiculous. And I wish they would bring him to justice because Ted Wheeler has literally said, no, police officers, hold back. Don't get involved. Let them fight. Problem with that is the legality of it. What I mean by that is it is within the police officer's legal duty to stop violence like that from happening. It's not lawful. It's out of order. And it shouldn't be happening. But he said, nope, you guys go ahead. And Kate Brown said, nope, you guys go ahead. Police officers, stand down, step back, and don't help. Super inappropriate, super terrible. I can't believe that that's what's coming to our country here now. And thank God for Ted Cruz, who has the gall to stand up and say, hey, federal law enforcement, forget the state level now. We're way past state level now. Federal law enforcement, investigate and bring legal action to a mayor who has, for political reasons, which is true, he's siding with these guys over here on the other side and trying to be so tolerant for election purposes, and he wants to just paint himself as such the good guy and everyone likes him and blah, blah, blah. For political reasons, to bolster his political career, ordered his police officers to let citizens be attacked by domestic terrorists. He tweeted that just the other day. The federal law enforcement, this is actually a really, really, really big deal. His blast came after a widely publicized attack here Saturday on Andy Ngo. I hope I say his last name right. A right-leaning Portland journalist who apparently is pretty hated up there, who has run afoul of Antifa or anti-fascists. Activists by regularly recording their protest activity. He's just a dude. He's got a job to do. He's up there filming and stuff, and they literally took it out on him. It was terrible. He was treated at the hospital for bloody cuts and bruises to his face and neck after being mobbed by black masked activists who grabbed his GoPro and pelted him with milkshakes and projectiles as he tried to walk away, as shown on this video here that I'm going to show you here in just a second. But anyway, So I'm going to play you a report here from Fox News, and I want you to take it with a grain of salt because it is Fox News, and we all know that they're liberals and really, really rough to listen to. But I want you to hear what he has to say and what the report on this actually was, so that you're not just hearing it from my mouth, you're hearing it from the mouth of a national syndicate here. So don't go away here. Hang on. Here is what he said.
Ted Cruz today is calling for a federal investigation after protests turned violent in Portland, Oregon over the weekend. So then here is the scene. Antifa protesters appear to attack a conservative journalist. His name is Andy Ngo. He's caught up in the middle of this thing by himself, who posted a picture of his face after visiting the emergency room. Here is how that happened.
I just got beat up by the crowd. No police at all. In the middle of the street, and they stole my GoPro. And he punched me several times in my face, in my head. I'm bleeding.
Cruz is now seeking legal action against the mayor in Portland, who's also the police commissioner, in the aftermath of this protest. William Lajeunesse picks up the story from there, live in L.A. with more now. William, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. The question being asked today, did the Portland mayor and police allow hundreds of left-wing protesters to attack a handful of conservatives on Saturday?
The answer is yes. Yes, he did. The mayor did let this happen, just so you know. There you go.
In one incident, a group of masked men, as you saw, hospitalized a right-leaning blogger while police stood by. Demonstrators used pepper and bear spray. They threw quick-drying cement and raw eggs at a minority marching for, in their words, patriotism and prayer. So photos show cuts and bruises to Andy Ngo's face, prompting Senator Ted Cruz to claim Liberal Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler purposely allowed the attack. Quoting, "To federal law enforcement, investigate and bring action against the mayor who has, for political reasons, ordered his police officers to let citizens be attacked by domestic terrorists." The U.S. ambassador to Germany also tweeted, quoting, "This was a premeditated attack on someone because intolerant radicals don't like Andy, who happens to be gay, Asian, and conservative. They targeted him publicly before the protest. Mayor Ted Wheeler knew this was coming. The people of Oregon must speak up."
So Ted Wheeler knew this was happening. He knew it was happening. Let's sort of gloss over, if you will, with me, the issue behind Andy Ngo, the Republican journalist up there who is gay. Let's just gloss over that one because I don't agree with that life choice at all. It's not part of my belief paradigm at all. But I believe that God loves the sinner, hates the sin. Okay, just want to say that and get that out of here. So let's gloss over that fact. Let's focus on the fact that he's a conservative Asian man. So he's a minority living in Portland. He's also a conservative, which really paints a target on his back. Ted Wheeler knew that this was happening and did nothing about it. And police are standing on the sidelines watching all this Antifa stuff happen, come down the street and beat this guy. And now here he is in the emergency room. He's fine. He's going to recover just fine. But it's like the idea behind it is these guys were terrorizing a minority for his beliefs and for not just his beliefs, but just because he was just there covering the protest. Now, isn't it in this country? Aren't we asked to protest peacefully? Yeah. Do we have the right to free speech in this country? Absolutely. And I'll say this to all you Antifa out there, all of you. You're an American citizen, correct? Correct. Or at least I hope you are. I'm an American citizen too. Let's come to the table with that right here and now. Right here and now. I'm an American citizen. You can't push me around, buddy. You're an American citizen. My job's not to push you around. I'm not going to do that. Let's come to the table over that right now. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. You can't push around a minority, or anybody for that matter, for their beliefs, and persecute their freedom of speech on my watch. You can't do that. Why? Why? Okay, I'm going to stop you there because it's not American. You have the same rights and privileges that I do as an American citizen. Period. Which means you have the same right to freedom of speech and the freedom to a peaceful protest that I do. Same rights. So don't persecute me and don't try to tell me how to live my life when you're struggling to do your own thing there, you're exercising your right to freedom of speech and to a peaceful public protest. Key word being peaceful. But you are literally becoming the exact same thing that you hate by turning the tables and persecuting somebody else for their belief paradigm and for their work and for their freedom of speech and for their right to be there as well. They have a right. He has a right to be there, same as you do. Shame on you for taking it to that extreme on him. Shame on you. How dare you call yourselves Americans? You're a disgrace, Antifa. Get with the program. You have just as much freedom as I do in this country. Exercise it correctly. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you? Exercise it correctly. And we won't have a problem. But the mere fact that you attacked him. First of all, he's an Asian guy. He's an Asian guy. And you're there protesting racism and race baiting and bigotry and all this. But you're persecuting an Asian guy? Really? Well, someone didn't have their Fruit Loops this morning. I'll tell you what. I mean, someone just missed the ball on that one big time. Can you believe that? Get with the program, dude. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I can't believe it. Anyway, you have the same rights and privileges that I do as an American citizen, so exercise them correctly, please, 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 I beg you. So that whole scene that ended up over there was just absolutely terrible. Let's finish up this report here in just a second here. Don't go away. I'm going to play the last clip here for you. Hang on.
The politicians in Portland, where was the mayor? Why? Where were the cops? Even in Washington, D.C., you have left-wing politicians like Maxine Waters actively encouraging violence against conservatives.
So last year, the union representing ICE employees asked the feds to investigate Wheeler for abandoning them during a violent protest and for allowing Antifa groups to block traffic and harass drivers, a charge that Wheeler denies.
I want to be clear that as police commissioner, we do not police based on the content of speech. We will continue to support the safe expression of First Amendment rights.
So police eventually called this a civil disturbance and ordered the...
A civil disturbance? You call that a civil disturbance? I am surprised that Ted Wheeler stood back and did nothing. I am surprised that they didn't get involved. They should have gotten involved. Unbelievable. I got to take a break. I got to come back. We'll be right back with more We the People, with more Ted Wheeler and his baloney when we return on 104.3 FM KSLM. Don't go away. Back at you, We the People here, wrapping up the hour here of the show. Hope you guys had a good time. I hope I gave you some good insight and things to think about and to ponder. Go online, check out more about it here on YouTube. Educate yourselves, please, on Antifa. Educate yourselves, please, on what Ted Wheeler has done. But I got to wrap this up here as soon as I can. Listen, you heard it in the clip that I played from before. Yes, it was a Fox News thing, but they hit it on the head here, guys. They hit it on the head. Ted Wheeler stood back and did nothing and said that they will continue to police. He can't police based on speech. You can, absolutely, when it crosses over from being a peaceful protest to what happened last weekend. You absolutely can. When it crosses over that line, it is absolutely your God-given and constitutional responsibility to take action. You have to. But for him to sit back and for his own political agenda, for his own political advancement, sit back and say, no police, don't do anything. Sit back, don't do anything. This is just a protest, just peaceful protest. It's nothing more than a civil dispute. You beat a man to the hospital. is what you did, and you allowed that to happen, and you're not going to police that, what's the point? Ted Wheeler should be in jail right now. Ted Wheeler should be in jail. You chicken, you cowardly chicken. Should be in jail right now. I can't believe this. I can't believe that we now live in a country where we tolerate this stuff. Forget the fact that we have to tolerate the LGBTQ community, which has taken on different forms over the last year and a half. We have to now be so tolerant of them, and they're kicking and screaming and notice us, and we don't want to self-identify as anything, so we're going to make up our own identity and blah, 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 blah. Forget God's given plumbing and all that. We have to be tolerant of that baloney now. But now we live in a country where it's okay to beat someone and in some cases here, beat them to the hospital like this one here, and we're okay with that? This is America. This is the land of the home, land of the brave. We're free here. Aren't we? Are we not free here? According to Ted Wheeler, we're not. According to Ted Wheeler and other people that are like him in that arena, apparently we're not. I think what's happening, if I may be so bold as to kind of step out on a limb here and just sort of speak my heart a little bit about this, I think what's happening here is a heart issue. And I've said this before, but I truly mean it. We have gotten so far away from being able to be peaceful, to be respectful of one another, and to not get caught up in propaganda. And you know, I blame the overmediatization of all of this stuff. Fox News, CNN, and all the bigwigs and stuff, and Facebook and Instagram and all the social media tweets and platforms and stuff that are out there that literally you can create propaganda like the Mueller report. That was nothing, by the way. It's a blank file. That can create this panic, that can create these emotions in people, that can create this complete nothing and call it news. And if it wasn't for all of that, and for, because people are emotional people, we're wired that way, man. We're wired to be emotional. But these people in this generation are getting caught up in the hype of something that doesn't need to be. Name a time when we came together and had a peaceful protest. Martin Luther King? Well, that turned into a couple riots, didn't it? Stuff like that still happens, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that. This is what, the second or third beating from Antifa here in the last couple weeks? This is ridiculous. And we need to stand up, and we need to say, no, Antifa, your organization is corrupt. It is corrupt. It is bad. It is awful. It is not constitutional. You have the right. I said this last segment. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the beating that Andy Ngo, the conservative reporter from Portland, got here over the weekend for being present at an Antifa protest, which turned into nothing peaceful at all. Nothing peaceful at all. And they have the same rights. Antifa, you have the same rights as I do. Do you not understand this? I have the exact same rights as you do. Right to peaceful protest. Right to freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. I can believe what I want. Say what I want. Do what I want. And I'm not accountable to you. You get that, right? You're cowards. You're chickens. You're cowards. Ted Wheeler, you're a coward too. Kate Brown, you're a coward too. Let's just name them all off. I can't believe it. We actually live in a country where this is okay. And Ted Wheeler himself should be in jail right now. I agree, and I echo Ted Cruz's call for legal action against Portland mayor. I agree with you. He literally stood there for no good reason at all and let this minority guy, this gentleman, conservative writer in Portland, conservative journalist, get beat with all kinds of stuff. Beat to the hospital. This guy spent time in the emergency room, guys, for just being present at a protest that was supposed to be peaceful, and there was nothing peaceful about it. Something's got to be done. We have to stand up. We have to say no more. We have to call them out, and we have to say this is over. Your your organization is dissolved. You're done. Or leave the country. Leave. There's no point for you to be doing that here, because we all have the exact same rights that you do as an American citizen. And if you don't, if you can't get on board with that, I can't help you with that. It's just like Ocasio-Cortez is saying more stuff about the tragedies going on at the border. And someone was saying how terrible it is that the parents are being separated from their children. And oh, this is awful. Last I checked, it was illegal to cross over into American soil without proper legal documentation. Everybody with me on that one? Yep. Yep. Good. Yeah, me too. And here in America, if you break the law, you're put in jail, right? You're put in prison. Do your kids accompany you to prison after you've broken the law? No, they're on the other side, waving at you, talking to you through a two-way phone. That's how that system works. So what's the difference? You break the law, you come over into our country illegally without the proper paperwork, and your kids are with you, what do you think's going to happen? You've broken the law. And I feel like you should be aware of that before you come into our country and break our laws. Is anybody else with me on this point? You know, nobody at all? Please write the show here at We the People on Facebook and let me know what your thoughts are. Lots more comments here that are coming in about this stuff as we speak. In fact, there's lots of comments here that I meant to get to today, but I just simply don't have time. I think we're going to have to go to a two-hour show. We're just going to have to go to a two-hour show because there's more information that piles up during the week than I could possibly cram into a one-hour show. We're just going to have to go with a two-hour show here at some point. Anyway, if that's okay with you, let me know about it. Talk to me. Let me know what your thoughts and opinions are. I appreciate your comments. Leave them on the Facebook page as well. Email the show at allegiancetotheflag@yahoo.com, and we'll talk more about it here. I know, and more stuff to come on the next show here of We the People right here on 104.3 FM KSLM. Thank you for joining me today. I will see you next time. And remember, stand on your Constitution. We are Americans. We're Americans.